This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. The pandemic has sparked a rush of entrepreneurship as many realize that they are no longer satisfied with the typical 9-to-5. But how can you make that transition easier? SME Go is a platform for entrepreneurs and businesses to go digital, and I have founder and CEO Dr. Weston Chew on the line to tell us more about that.
Hi, thank you very much. Okay, basically, I was in the advertising industry for more than 23 years. I've done lots of brand and strategy campaigns for listed and GLC company, and then came to notice that there's a huge, large gap and issue to address to assist the businesses, and which is be more simpler if there is an all-in-one business solutions on a mobile phone rather than a company, on a computer, or buying different solutions or having multiple entry, as this is not cost-effective for entrepreneurs. So SME Go is one of the mobile phone solutions that is, for business owner to utilize the entire all-in-one solution. You see, as you know, our mobile phone is actually greater every year by year, and many things can be done just using a mobile phone. So basically, I've already seen a sunset in many servicing providers, such as agency, advertising agency, and other industries. So in 2018, I have done numerous analysis and started to develop SME Go solution in Hong Kong. And I've tried many trials and many analysis has been conducted. And it came to know that there's some cultural difference, and hence I brought it back to Malaysia and continue on R&D in end 2019. And that is how it started my SME Go journey.
Okay, great. So in that case, can you tell me a little bit about how SME Go was affected during the pandemic?
Basically, we don't have any effects on the pandemic. Eventually, it has been a very booming kind of a result for SME Go. As you see, during this pandemic, a lot of business owner or micro is struggling to get any platforms or low-cost solutions for them to digitalize. So by the time when we launched this SME Go in the early of 2021, I've released these solutions, basic solutions, to the market as a free usage, and I've got less than about 300 users since then has been using my SME Go. So basically, it's a very, very good result that we're actually aiming. So therefore, we're actually looking to grow more merchant by the year, by 2022.
All right. So essentially, you guys were not so affected by the pandemic, which makes sense. But can you give us a little bit of insight into how, from your perspective, the pandemic impacted both existing entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs?
So basically, you see, ever since the COVID-19 pandemic, business all over the nations has hit hard on the economy impact of social distancing and also MPO. As for the businesses, the adoption of a digital technology is no longer an option. It's a must. The pandemic has brought forward 5 years of technology and digitalizations like digital marketing, e-commerce, as MCO has changed the consumer spending behavior. Even larger retailer has shifted to e-commerce overnight. According to the Department of Statistics Malaysia, there's an increase of 33% e-commerce user value in 2020 alone. But yet many business owners are unaware and not being encouraging on this digitalization route, especially micro and small business owner, where there are lacks of resources and knowledge, with majority above of 57% have not start towards this digitalization route, according to SME Association. While I believe the number is more, as many, many micros are not listed in the data as well.
I see. So tell me a little bit, both from your perspective in running SME Go and also from the people that you work with, what would you say are the biggest challenges of starting out as an entrepreneur?
I guess the biggest challenge would be the market acceptance and also the resources that have from the entrepreneur itself. I have been have this saying, to run a business, there's two segments which are unable to escape, from which is the back-end management and also selling and marketing. No matter how good you are in sales of the business, but it will fail if your management does not really do well. No matter how good you manage your back end, if you can't sell or market your products, it also fail. Therefore, every entrepreneur required to have very good resources on back both the back end, also front end, and also selecting the right solutions and also know how to operate the system. Also, one of the main issues that many entrepreneurs are facing today.
So, you know, knowing that it is, you know, relatively tough to get businesses off the ground as an aspiring entrepreneur, yet, you know, there was a recent survey that showed that 49% of Malaysian employees do intend to quit their jobs to start their own enterprises, right? So, you know, what are some of the, I guess, benefits or the incentives of becoming an entrepreneur, especially because of the pandemic?
I think basically, you see, the government has been pushing very, very hard to assisting the micros and small businesses. But yet, lots of information has not been really dissected into the right person. Mainly, a lot of small, medium industry and also SMB, they really get all this kind of support because they are well prepared and they are well knowledgeable into digitalizations. But you see, meanwhile, on this micro and also small business owner or the upcoming aspiring entrepreneur, there are lack of this know-how on how to digitalize itself. Even though I have some meeting with this a lot of businesses chamber, a lot of micro businesses, they do not know what is digitalization all about. So that is one of the main issue that is actually facing.
Yeah, I understand that those are the issues. But my question is, you know, in that case, when there are so many issues and challenges that make it quite difficult to start your own business, why are we still seeing an uptick in people wanting to become entrepreneurs and starting their own businesses?
Everyone, actually, they plan to start the businesses because they want to have more profit margins for their families, this and that. And rather, because, you know, Malaysia, we have lots of good products. Therefore, there's lots of micro and SME entrepreneurs that are starting their own businesses rather than just working for people with 9 to 5. So that's why actually they're kind of looking for work-well balance. That is the main issue that even though Malaysian government is pushing for, you know, like to have more entrepreneurs, that's the things that Malaysian government providing a lots of a platform for them to start their business.
Mm-hmm. So essentially, you know, there is this element of sort of freedom and ability to, you know, have that control over how you make your money, as well as the fact that there are plenty of quality products in Malaysia that are not necessarily being, you know, attuned to or attended to in the way that allows people to want to go into entrepreneurship. Now, before we get into SME Go and how it works, can you give us some insight into why the current tools in the market in terms of that sort of entrepreneurship back end, why they aren't enough?
So basically, the solution provided in the markets was built on a website or which required to purchase software based rather than apps. It often focused on large corporations, SME, as I mentioned just now, rather than just micro or large corporations that are willing to pay high customization fees. Furthermore, some existing international base. So basically, they're able to fork up these costs. But some players in the markets do have similar functions, which but with higher costs compared to our products, SME Go. In the market itself, often solution providers only specific in selling or ERP solution, which means if you need an accounting software, you need to pay. And which means if you need an ERP software, then you need to pay separately. But you see, we focus on delivering the most business needed solutions at a low cost entry strategy to assist smaller business owner to digitize faster and effective. So our products understand the pain point of businesses and well understand the local culture. Therefore, it was built according to this. So we actually have quite competitive advantages onto it as we actually target into low strategy price, which most of the entrepreneurs are most needed, and also localization approach. So basically, our product is actually simple, easy to use interface, suitable for all industry that operate anywhere, anytime. So that's why we actually catering the entire pain point to settle all these solutions for the business owner.
All right, fantastic. It's time for a short break, but after that, I will continue speaking to Dr. Weston Chiu, CEO and founder of SME Go, all about the platform, how it works, and also some interesting news about their crowdfunding campaign. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Bribe-free Malaysia? BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. Today, I'm speaking to founder and CEO Dato' Weston Chiu of SME Go. It's a platform that allows entrepreneurs and other businesses to go digital. Now, before the break, we talked a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on both existing and aspiring entrepreneurs, as well as the challenges of starting entrepreneurship and also the issues for MSMEs and SMEs as well. So now let's talk about SME Go itself. You mentioned earlier it's an app, it's a platform that's sort of all-in-one, but tell us a little bit more about how it works.
So basically, as you know, the economy is facing downturn due to pandemic and uncertainty due to post-COVID. So many businesses are crucial needs to transform and digitalize their business by adopting the technology. So therefore, SME Go is actually providing a solution to bridge from back-end to front-end selling, promoting in one system, which is only on mobile phone. You do not require a computer to operate. All you need is just a mobile phone. So first of all, we focus on handling the pain point of messy inventory, accounting, paperwork, and untally stock issues. Second, with the upcoming bridging to multiple marketplace selling channels such as Shopee, Pingo, Lazada in a single button. Hence, millions of sellers in marketplace today now able to use SME Go to manage all their retail selling and online selling with an automatic update to their stock inventory, account, and in a single platform rather than self-key in. Okay. Third, high percentage of sellers in the markets has no documentation, sales, and bookkeeping. Therefore, by using SME Go solutions, there's account functions, and all this enable small business owner to have the business in the system for future loan, grant applications for expensive purposes, with all this paperwork in and out, credit and debit, all into SME Go. So basically, while you're using SME Go on a mobile phone, we cover you from back end to front end selling. So this is, we are building a full ecosystem for all business owners. So only with one SME Go solutions you need for your business.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, since you have all this data on the platform that, you know, businesses are having, do you have any sort of data analytics tools that are also included in SME Go?
Yes, we're actually looking into that. We're actually building it into SME Go, SME Go 2.0 or 3.0. At the moment, we are at 1.0 at the moment. So we're actually looking into that because that one analytic will be in our upcoming AI development. So it's kind of a product matching. We're actually going to place that. So it will reduce a lot of pain point for our business owner and also reduce cost in the marketing. So that one will be our biggest point of in SME Go.
I see. And I think another thing that sets SME Go apart as well is that not only is it essentially, you know, a gateway to creating your own store or tracking your inventory and retail and, you know, all of that that you mentioned earlier, but you also include a training and educational material for business owners as well through the platform. Can you tell me a little bit about that and where that material comes from?
Okay, basically, you see, every business owner, when you need to be a successful entrepreneur, you need to have a trainings, a knowledge, and also know-how. That's why all this year, we have been doing a lot of brand campaigns for our customers. And also, we realized that education is one of the must for entrepreneurs. And also, as you know, the government is also pushing education as one of the prime for a business owner. So we're actually looking to partner with some of the business owner in the markets that can provide us all these necessity informations on how to run a business, how to do marketings, how to do sellings, how on negotiations, all these kind of things we will create into SME Go. It's like a mini YouTube into SME Go. So whereby our merchants or our user able to, you know, like pay per view or pay per video to get this all this kind of information for them to run. As furthermore, every of our merchants and business owner, they have a mobile phone. So by using a mobile phone, applying on SME Go, they can anytime, anywhere, they can see this education video just very easily. So this is actually our focus. So basically, we're actually trying to tie up with some colleges and also university that can provide us on mainly on businesses, what I call it, educations for our merchant.
Okay. Let's get a little bit into the money side of the conversation now. So when you first started SME Go, would you mind sharing, you know, how that was initially funded?
So basically, it's also self-funded from my own pockets. So basically, we tend to build the entire system before we want to push it into the markets. But as you know, the pandemic came earlier by 2020, as basically the entire technology have shifted the entire landscape that brought forward technology 5 years in advance. So therefore, without further ado, I need to release some of the basic functions to the market in March 2021 as a free account. So therefore, basically, we have already started the journey earlier. And everything was self-funded by myself. And therefore, currently, we have actually completed our first ECF funding.
Yes, we'll get into a little bit more about the crowdfunding campaign later on as well. But also, you know, you mentioned that it started off as a free account, but you do have a price point now. So it starts at 89 ringgit per month. Can you tell me a little bit about the pricing for SME Go and how you guys have justified it as well?
Okay, basically, we have the shelf price of 89 ringgit, but we're actually giving... for those merchants to onboard, we are actually giving them a promo code to discount and get the benefits of 59 ringgit per month. So basically, that is the benefit that they are come in earlier, and you will enjoy the entire functions that available in SME Go for now. So basically, we are actually adding in more functions by 2 months' time from now, and we also will stick back to the price point of 59 ringgit. And therefore, upcoming SME Go 2.0 or 3.0, we will add in more functions, and that one will be add-on price from 10 ringgits and above.
Mm-hmm. And why go with a subscription model for the payment?
So basically, I want a flexibility for all the business owner. So it's kind of like if you use it, you want to use it, and then it's by month. So I do not want to burn their SME pockets. So like some of the solution provider in the market that do charge them like annually. So I don't intend to do that. I will just charge them by monthly. So to let them have more cash flow into their business. So basically, SME Go is actually helping in many ways for businesses owner to survive.
Got it. Fantastic. Now, as you have alluded to, you guys have launched a crowdfunding campaign through PitchIn to raise funds in order to expand your suite of digital services as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What the goal is, both amount-wise and result-wise, I suppose?
So as I mentioned just now, technology came to us a few years in advance, according to Bloomberg. So basically, it has actually been driven the both digital commerce market, B2B and B2C buyers, even though have changed the landscape of people who never been buying online and they start to buy online. So therefore, there's a lot of 70% increase of buying than usual. Therefore, I've decided to move into crowdfunding to have a better branding instead of just funding itself. So I believe that it will attract more potential larger investor to take part into SME Go as one of the Malaysian technology company. Ever since this ECF as well, I've gotten much good feedback from listed company as well, partners requesting to collaborate with SME Go, and also received some partnering requests from Indonesia, Thailand, and Brunei as well. So far, we have sealed a few collaboration deals, and I'm actually keep on looking forward to more collaboration within some companies, technology providers, and reseller partners, and also large corporations to support SME Go to excel faster, to bring this SME Go into the markets on ground and let more people know how it works and how benefit it is. Even though after this crowdfunding, we actually plan to, you know, like to develop into the market more faster by increasing our merchant in Malaysia and also Indonesia as well. So basically, this is a few main markets that we're looking at after our crowdfunding. So basically, our goal is actually into that.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. All right. Well, final question for you. What are your plans for the future for SME Go, looking towards, let's say the end of 2022?
So basically, we actually plan to change the landscape of running business from a conventional method to a smartphone by completing our own full ecosystem solutions, which is every business owner require. So we're actually looking to increase the entire country GDP growth in short time, and also to enhance our Malaysia products. So basically, by adding technology into our products, so I think it will actually enable us to move faster, and also we're actually developing the future technology, which is AI products, matching capacities to increase the potential of selling, yet reduce necessity advertising costs for merchant. As for our company directions, we're actually moving towards Asian development and potential partner with some of these listed companies in the markets to help us to scale our business and also move faster. So basically, we are actually into AI. We are actually looking into more analytic kind of things for not only for our merchant, but also our consumer that utilizing SME Go to buy things also from there.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Westin, for sharing all about SME Go with me today.
Yep, thank you very much, Christine. Thank you.
You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Dato' Westin Chiu, founder and CEO of SME Go. If you miss any of today's conversation, you can go ahead and download the podcast that's available on the app. That is on our Apple App Store and Google Play. You can also head over to bfm.my to listen to and download the podcast from there. This is BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossmalay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.